Looking south from the Hyde at Ballymac Hill, a prominent pyramidical monument pierces the skyline. It's surrounded by the Giant's Dyke Hill Fort and commands a spectacular and panoramic view of much of the Stewartry of Cocobrishire, including fine views south to the county town and Cocobri Bay, from what is now a Bastobrick Visitor Centre.
The monument can be reached by a fairly strenuous walk from the Visitor Centre car park, whereas easier delights are to be had around the ponds and in the restaurant, as Ken found out when he met up with Robin Austin, who farms the land and has created the Visitor Centre.
Robin, before we talk about the close-up wildlife here, of course we're on the kite trail, so how about kites? You obviously have them here fairly regularly.
Yes, we see kites every day, I would say, often on the updrafts up to the Neilson's Monument and the hill there. Very regularly we see them.
And buzzards too?
Oh yes, buzzards and harriers and kestrels. And then we've got mallard, duck and the ponds we've created.
Now the main thing, I mean the thing that dominates almost totally is the monument. I was told when we first came up here that it was actually built by the person it commemorates, but that's not right, I'm told.
No, it's built by the son. James Beaumont Neilson was the inventor of the hot blast process in steel making, but his son had the same name, so maybe that's why the confusion arises,
right.
But built by the son to commemorate father. They lived at Queenshill, where we have our holiday houses, Queenshill Country Cottages, we call them, and that was their family home, a big mansion house which was burnt down fully 100 years ago. Queenshill, in fact, got its name from a visit by Mary Queen of Scots to the area. So
you've got royal patronage.
Absolutely.
But you've got some further back history, don't you? Something up by the monument?
Yes, on there there's a hill fort which dates back 1,000 years. The local tribes of that time used the vantage point that's Bastobrick Hill as a situation from where they could be seen and they could see their enemies round about them. So it was obviously a position of strength at that time.
But you've done a tremendous amount just behind this huge building, which is a visitor centre, but obviously something else in there.
Yes, well, it's a big space which we use mostly in the wintertime as an equestrian building. It's a full-size Olympic arena and we run show jumping and dressage competitions through the winter time.
Do you offer riding or pony trekking?
Yes, a half hour, a 1 hour or a 2 hour trek and lessons in one of the arenas as well. My thoughts initially about the visitor centre was to have a space that we could use to have a number of events inside this space which we can invite visitors to, and hopefully they can then participate in our home baking and using our local foods in Neilson's restaurant and the farm shop which we're just starting.
How about the farm itself? Do you have farm tours?
Yes, we're just about to start that. I've just purchased a trailer that we're going to do some farm tours. We hope to do a tour that'll last about an hour and take people around and show them the sheep and the cattle and some of the diversification things that we've done, and hopefully on the way they'll catch the wildlife at the same time. As we move round, we'll probably try to show them our holiday lodges which we have for sale as well.
The area that we're looking at, the area where you've got all these walks, which were obviously a lot of hard work and planning, I gather you had Scottish Natural Heritage help?
Yes, we did. The walks round about the ponds, which are all to disability standards, we got help from the Scottish Natural Heritage.
What's the visitor going to see? Butterflies and obviously birds. Do you have mammals there too?
We've got the occasional otter, but we've now put fish in the ponds. We have 10 fishing platforms for coarse fishing. We've got roach and tench and carp and chub, but obviously that attracts the otters as well. So we've otters and heron, and I'm told that it'll not be long before we've got gooseanders coming as well. But the pond area is a natural wetland area, and we have a massive amount of varying types of butterflies and lots of small birds, and just the sort of topography round about here with the hills, and we've done some planting, and then we've got the gorse bushes, the whins. All of that makes for a very good environment for the small birds.
Mm. It's stunning, particularly with this genuine Galloway weather, lovely blue sky.
Absolutely, yes.
All I need is a kite, but you said that if I wait not too long, we'd probably get one. Towards the evening, I suppose, when they're using the updrafts.
That's right. I quite often see them in the morning as well. I've just been lambing. We see them there. Obviously, they're tidying up the afterbirths from the ewes and this sort of thing. So I guess they follow food supply to a certain extent.